probably wait till different way to find the people that pass their fields, then we'll come back to it. No, 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 we can't do that. Yeah, you know, so I didn't have a like.
Well, I want me to look at it, probably have to look at this specific. Well, they seem like they're like that all the time.
Yes.
Well, good luck.
It's rock and roll. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to take your seats. I'd like to call to order the Broward County Planning Council meeting this Thursday, April the 22nd, 2010. We are privileged to have bring to work our Children Day. And so for our Pledge of Allegiance, I would like to introduce, we have Scott Cooper's two children. We have Andrew and is it Rihanna? Rihanna, and we also have Commissioner Malozzi's son, Kurt. Welcome. And then we have our own folks from, Andy, you don't have, it's Henry's child here. So
that's right, Maddie.
He is right there. Okay. So I think I've covered. Any more children joining us? What we would like to do today, it's kind of special, if all of our children would come forward and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. So would you come forward and stand? Kurt, would you lead us off, please? Ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you for joining us today. Would you please call the roll?
Commissioner Boisvenu?
Present.
Commissioner Brock?
Here.
Ms. Gaines?
Here.
Vice Mayor Castillo?
Commissioner Castillo, thank you.
Vice Mayor Castro?
Here.
Okay. Mr. Darrell Cooper?
Here.
Mr. Scott Cooper?
Here.
Board Member Denon?
Is joining the meeting.
Mayor Fisher?
Here.
Is leaving the meeting.
Here.
Vice Mayor Julian?
Here.
Commissioner Malozzi?
Here.
Mr. Kurt Malozzi?
Say here.
Mr. Reinstein? Commissioner Ritter?
Here.
Mr. Straker?
Here.
Mayor Nadine?
Here.
Ms. Willett?
Here.
Mr. Williams, Chair?
Yes. Very good. And just for the record, we have Commissioner Ritter and also Vice Mayor Castro is on the phone with us today. Now under our consent agenda, items C1 through 3. Does anyone wish to pull an item? Is there a motion?
I'll move.
It's moved and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Opposed.
Was one opposition or one opposed? It passes. Thank you. Now places on our regular agenda. Item R1 is fiscal year 2011 Planning Council budget proposal. I'll turn that over to Henry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, everyone. This is a time of year where the council is asked to send on to the county commission and county administration a proposal for the fiscal year 2011 budget, which actually starts in October, but the process is starting now. This was discussed at the executive committee just before this meeting, and let me just try to give you the executive committee's recommendation, and then I can try to answer any questions.
Okay.
The executive committee's recommendation was to request the county commission to approve the core budget, which is $1,022,000, minus a couple of reductions that are in attachment 4, which are PC1 and PC3, which is like $2,000 of operational cuts. And then PC3 is Andy Marotis also participating in the furlough days that are already assumed for next year's budget, 5 furlough days for all staff. Andy's paid differently, so he's just offering to participate in that at the equivalent rate. And then also recommend approval of the identified fee increases that are on page 2 of the cover memo. And as a supplement to that, authorize the staff to work with county staff to reevaluate the entire fee structure to identify additional fee increases to hopefully address the budget modifications requested by the county, which would get us closer to a potential 25% addressing. And also authorized council staff to review the budget some more to see if there are further cuts that we can identify to propose to the county commission. That was the recommendation of the executive committee. I hope I got it close enough.
I think you did okay. Okay. Any comments or questions? Vice Mayor?
I move that we recommend to the county that they not reduce the budget or staffing of this council any further.
And I think that is the recommendation of the executive committee as well. There's a motion. Is there a second? Okay. Any discussion on the motion?
So, just so I understand, the motion that you can ask a motion, are you just recommending what the executive council has recommended?
This motion was just a recommendation to the county that they not cut the budget or staff any further. I understand that Henry has asked, did someone who wanted an additional motion reducing the latitude to the budget based on this recommendation?
So the motion on the floor is just to recommend no cuts in staff whatsoever.
Yes.
At this point.
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I would offer a friendly amendment that Commissioner's motion include the deliberation of the committee so that Henry can propose his plan short of any staff cuts to meet the county budgetary budget.
I will accept the friendly amendment. However, I would have preferred to have done them separately.
So you don't have to accept the amendment.
I will accept the
friendly amendment. And just to clarify the amendment, the county is voting.
I understand.
Okay.
The motion has been now amended as a friendly amendment. Discussion on the motion. Any discussion? Commissioner Melosi?
If you remember, we were in a similar quandary last year. We as members, knowing what is done, what is needed, do not want to see any cuts made. But we also know that if any staff member were to come to us after we asked for cuts, and they were just going to give us nothing because we don't want cuts, we know that staff would not be smiled upon. So I just want to make sure that even though we recommend no cuts, that there are, if need be, there what the county requested, because I don't want it to adversely affect our members.
Okay.
Mr. Hobby? Could we, since I think we're going to have two motions here, could we amend the motion to say that it is the feeling of the Planning Council that any cuts to the budget is detrimental to the work of this agency, rather than that we just oppose it without explaining why?
I don't think you can make that as part of a motion. I think it's part of discussion. And the other thing I might mention is, if we're amending the motion, we probably need to second the amended motion.
I was waiting for that, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll
okay, it's been moved and second as far as the amendment is concerned. So we're gonna vote on the amendment, and then we're gonna vote on the amended motion, okay? But we're now talking about discussion on the amendment. Any further discussion on that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does carry. Now we're dealing with the amended motion at this
so
point
moved.
In time. So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does carry. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, can
yes.
I just want to let you know what the usual procedure is from here. Is what we normally do is we take the backup that you have today and we still give that to the county administration, but then we amend it to include the Planning Council recommendation. We would make any changes to the backup necessary. So they'll see the same thing you did plus your actual recommendation, and we'll move forward.
Very good. Thank you. Now we're on R2 is proposed example smart growth land use plan amendment, the evaluation form. Henry?
Thank you. Today we're asking the council to accept and distribute the example form that's as attachment one in the backup, which is consistent with what the Land Use Trafficways Committee unanimously recommended at their meeting on March 25th. Just brief background, I just note that the form was developed in a fairly long process that included very valuable help from the local Smart Growth Partnership, and I notice we have Gloria Katz and Tracy Lautenschlager here today representing them. We had two public workshops, We solicited and received numerous written comments that we considered and addressed, and there were two Planning Council Land Use Trafficways Committee. There was one in January, and there were a lot of constructive comments there, and we revised it and presented it again in March, and that was the version that was unanimously approved. The effect of this, if you approve this today, is we would just distribute it to all municipalities and the County Commission for their consideration. The form's just meant to serve as an example. It's geared towards cities for them to consider if they wish to implement some sort of smart growth-oriented valuation system for land use plan amendments at the city level. The example is if it is used by a municipality, it's not intended to penalize any amendment application. It's really geared towards trying to supplement, give credit if something is done consistent with smart growth concepts, but it's not going to be used to like penalize somebody who might not, for whatever reason, have a proposal that's consistent with a lot of smart growth concepts. So with that said, I give you more of an overview, but that's the recommendation right now.
Very good. Any questions or comments? Ms. Case?
Mr. Chair, I move its adoption or approval, which whatever we do here.
Second. So move to second. Any further discussion? Mayor?
No, I'm just second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does carry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Andy, council's report?
No council report, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Henry, executive report?
Yes, sir. I have a few things. First is just the excused absences. We have Mr. Reinstein is requesting excused absence, and school board member Dinnan has requested an absence today, excused absence.
Hold on, we got some more.
That's it for the excused absences.
Ms. Case is here. Okay.
Right.
Motion?
I believe Mr. Williams also has an excuse.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, yes. Chair Williams, yes. I forgot to write it down. I was out of my head.
Thank you. It's been motion. Moved and second by Mr. Cooper. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does carry. Continue, Henry.
The other thing is just something that was discussed at the Executive Committee also is just a briefing on the upcoming Planning Council schedule. We have about 15 plus amendments in the pipeline for our group two, and the plan right now, if okay with the council, is to bring them all forward at the May Planning Council meeting. Some of the more controversial amendments that are related to golf courses seem to have been dropped out at the city level, so we don't think there's going to be anything in particular that's going to draw like hundreds of people. Still monitoring that. I'm still not 100% sure, but it looks like it's probably worth it to put them all on the May agenda. It also would allow the county commission to review them on June 8th so that it would just make the processing more efficient instead of waiting towards the end of the year to try to fit everything in a small window. So that's the plan for the May meeting. That would mean the June meeting wouldn't really have a lot on the agenda. And then as far as the July meeting, which is usually canceled by the Planning Council, the Group 1 amendments have been held up. Those, you remember, those went through the Planning Council several months ago, and then they went on to the Commission. But there's one item, the diplomat item, that's been held up at the Commission level, and they're going to vote on it next Tuesday. And with the delay, it's going to run afoul with the state requirements. They have to review it in a certain time, and that's going to be adopted within a certain time. So what that's going to compel is that we're going to need a July Planning Council meeting this year because of that. So just wanted to announce that up front.
So we shall plan accordingly.
And the last thing is just the MPO update. We put in the backup the letter that went from Chair Williams to Chair Sturmer, the MPO, that was included in the MPO's backup at their April 8th meeting. I also forwarded some additional information, just free information, if you were interested in what's going on at the MPO, some backup from their executive director to the MPO board about how they're moving forward to the separation from the county, which the MPO did approve on April 8th. So the things we brought up last month about some of the services that the council gets that need to be addressed will need to be addressed, and we will work on that in the next several months, and we'll probably be talking to the council about that. So that's pretty much my quick report on that. I'd be happy to try answering questions on that issue.
Anybody have any questions? Mayor?
Since it sounds like we're going to have a crazy meeting today, can we start earlier? I mean, I know it's tough to get here before 10, but it's maybe we're going to have a long one, so we're not stuck here all day. What was it, June?
It's May.
I think
the May 27th meeting is we'll have a full agenda. I mean, it's okay with staff. We'll be here.
any of the city advertisement issues that have to deal with that?
I can't be here.
As long as we haven't put the ads, I'm sure we haven't put the ads out now.
I see one commissioner that has an issue.
I can't be here.
Okay.
And what about the executive committee or the traffic and roadways land?
I don't think we have anything planned for
So Mary, you suggested maybe a 9 a.m. meeting?
Yeah, I'm not dying on the sword on this.
Okay.
Rather than sitting at 4 o'clock if there's a lot, let's start earlier.
Okay, Commissioner?
Question. On the May meeting, I mean, you're still vetting that because you don't know if we're going to have some controversial items coming forth, correct?
I mean, there, from what I know now, we don't have anything that's going to be like filling up the chambers. But some of these items are still going through the city level, and I'm not 100% sure.
Well, I guess since we're trying to be as efficient as possible, is it possible, since we're now going to have a June meeting, that some of these items could be carried over into June?
That's possible, but then it would just create a problem later in the year because we're stuck with the state review comments process. If you split them up for May and June, then it doesn't go to the commission until after their summer break, which then pushes it into August for their first hearing, and then it's going to have to be a very quick turnaround time. And with hurricane season and all that, it actually could turn into a disaster. So my recommendation would be to try to just do everything in May, and then if something comes up at that meeting, then you have to just to.
So the meeting in June is just for one item?
Well, the June meeting may be able to be canceled, or it could have some other items on there. I'm just not sure exactly what's coming forward at the city level. We may have some recertifications and some local planning agency reviews. We have some traffic ways amendments that we're working on. So the June meeting still may have some items.
Well, I see what the mayor's point is, but in unity here, we have one commission that's already cannot make it, and you say you're not going to die on the sword on it. Does everybody just want to keep? Yes, I mean, let's keep it at the 10 a.m. at this point, okay?
I just threw it out there. It's going to be 15 items on there. So
right. Okay. We'll just have to make sure the chair moves most effectively that day. Any other comments?
No, sir.
All righty. Okay, we are now under our public hearings. Public hearing 1 and 2 are quasi.
They have been waived, Mr. Chair. At this point, given the waiver, if there is no one from the public that wishes to speak on any of the items, no council member who has an objection to staff report, you could move 1 through 4 in one vote.
Does anyone wish to pull an item?
4.
Item number 4?
1 through 3.
Move 1, 2, and 3. Has been a motion.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does carry. We are now on public hearing number 4. Staff?
We have a brief presentation by Deanne Bonsantina.
Good morning. Deanne Bonsantina, Planning Council staff. The City of Hollywood has proposed the modification of flexibility zones 86, 87, 90, and 91. Specifically, they're requesting a reduction to the boundaries of flexibility zones 86, 90, and 91, and an expansion to zone 87. This would allow the city's entire regional activity center to be contained within one flexibility zone. The RAC is currently located in all 4 of the previously mentioned zones. This may allow the city to allocate flexibility or reserve units into the entire RAC to promote downtown revitalization while still protecting established residential neighborhoods, although such an allocation is not a part of this proposal. We note that this application has been in the process for several years. Because of this, the city staff brought the item to their commission last month as an informational item. It is our understanding that the Hollywood City Commission voiced no opposition to the proposal. Also, the city of Dania Beach, which is directly north of this area, does not object affect the proposed modification. Our analysis indicates no adverse impacts to public services and facilities, including the regional transportation network and public schools. Planning Council staff finds that the proposed modification meets the criteria of the administrative rules document of the Broward County Land Use Plan, and we recommend approval.
Very good. Commissioner?
One question that I wanted to, does this have any impact on the open space requirements because of the increased density in one area and reduction in others?
The open space requirement is citywide, so it does not affect that requirement.
Okay, thank you.
I'll motion to approve.
There's a motion to approve. There's a second?
Second.
Move the second. Commissioner? Please.
I wanted to understand. If you look at page 3, when we're looking at the schools and the permanent capacity and how this would not adversely affect it, my question was, and I don't know if there's anyone, I was hoping Ms. Dinnan would be here to answer it. There are several other developments in this area that are in different stages. And when you are looking at not adversely affecting the school, as in the school is still under-enrolled, are all of those developments that are already in the processing stage, are they taken into account?
Chris, did you want to come and answer that?
Oh, I didn't even see you. Hi, Chris.
Good. Glad he's here.
Good morning, Council Members. Chris Akbusu, Broward County School Board. As you'll notice in the report for this project, I think our report is attachment 3. On page 4 of the report, the district, in coordination with the Broward County Planning Council staff, is supposed to hold a pre-application meeting. And the reason is to determine the cumulative impact from adjacent, cities that may be proposing, land use plan amendments. And this meeting was held. And I think it was determined that when you combine the students anticipated from those developments, we have enough capacity. And the reason for enough capacity, just to be very clear, when you review at land use based on current state law, you're not reviewing for concurrency. You're just reviewing as an what you call an advisory report. So we're not looking at the actual schools that are affected, but you're looking at a cumulative number of schools, which you call the planning area. And so you're looking at grouping. In this particular case, I think we grouped. It's called planning area G. And the aggregate number of capacity for plan area G for elementary, for example, is over 14,000. And enrollment is over 13,000. So you have a negative 675. You have the same thing for the middle and then the high. So you're looking at numbers based on number of schools, not just that particular school, because of the way we're required to review it. So based on that cumulative total, there's enough capacity. But what's going to happen is, as this moves forward for concurrency, it will be reviewed individually for the passes of projects that will come forward. And then if concurrency determines there's no capacity, they cannot move forward.
Now, I knew that it was not, necessarily in our purview, but with everything that's, we're going on where, ILAs and school boundaries and whatnot, it's something that I sure that we have all the ducks in a row,
sure.
Just for my own information.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks.
Any further discussion? Been moved and second. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion does carry. That concludes our agenda. Does anybody else have any comments or concerns? All righty. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Well done.
Anne Castro
is leaving the meeting.
Just gotta tell Henry, hey.
Is leaving the meeting. You are the only person in the meeting now.
Thank you.
these items together. Yeah, you're going to have plats to sign.
No.
That's actually quite a...